From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has warned about the impact on global training if President Donald Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canadian President, and I should say Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable, and he vowed to continue to engage with U.S. officials on the issue. More on the Trump tariffs proposal from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The president roiled financial markets by announcing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum, a move that drew criticism from both parties.
So we're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Turmoil is nothing new to the Trump White House and is likely a factor in his historically low poll ratings. But Trump is used to being an underdog. The turmoil also extended to the White House staff, where longtime aide Hope Hicks announced she's resigning. There was also growing speculation about the future of Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has revealed to reporters it was determined months ago there was no need for dozens of officials to have top secret clearances. The U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is to hold an open hearing on security clearances this week. Israel Radio is reporting that the police have questioned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah for the first time in a corruption case involving the country's largest telecommunications company. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has said she's confident that a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached, but warned no one will get everything they want out of Britain's pending departure, known as Brexit. Britain is due to leave the bloc in March of next year, but wants a two-year transition period to help businesses adapt.
Under pressure to deliver details, Theresa May's speech was billed as a major step on the road to Brexit.
We all need to face up to some hard facts. We're leaving the single market. Life is going to be different. In certain ways, our access to each other's markets will be less than it is now.
Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. May countered that she wanted the deepest possible relationship.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be traveling to Africa next week, where he will meet with several leaders. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
Secretary Tillerson will meet up with leadership in each country, as well as the leadership of the African Union Commission based in Ethiopia, to further our partnerships with the governments and the people of Africa. In particular, he plans to discuss ways that we can work with our partners to counter terrorism, advance peace and security, promote good governance, and spur mutually beneficial trade and investment.
The United States recently put several affiliates of the Islamic State terror group in Africa on the terrorism blacklist. Nathan Sales is a State Department ambassador at large and coordinator for counterterrorism.
Africa has traditionally been an area in which terrorist groups have operated. And part of the reason for that is because they assess that they're able to move across borders undetected. What we've tried to do is stand up the capabilities not just of military authorities in the region, but also border security authorities and law enforcement authorities in the region.
Secretary Tillerson's trip is also seen as a good opportunity for the U.S. to reaffirm ties with African nations. Italian pollsters say far-right and anti-establishment parties could make big gains in Sunday's elections.
Pollsters Reuters spoke with say there's a good chance that the far-right party known as the League could overtake the center-right Forza Italia of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The two are part of an alliance of right-leaning groups and are expected to emerge as the largest faction when the dust settles. But they've also agreed that the party amongst them that picks up the most seats in Parliament will also pick the next Prime Minister. And that's not their only concern. On Thursday, officials from the alliance were caught on open microphones fretting over the advances of the anti-establishment five-star movement. Five Star last polled in the high 20s, but pollsters tell us they could well jump above 30%. That's still not high enough to rule on their own, but it is enough to provide a major headache for the right-wing groups.
That's Matthew LaRotunda reporting for Reuters. I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.